Greetings, saints of the house of Jacob, my Israelite kinsmen around the world. This is part 6 of Believe. This study is covering all the verses that show what believe means and how it is used in Scripture. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Believe is found in the Word Studies menu. When the definite article the is used with G4102 pistis, it is identifying the belief. There is a difference in believing and in a belief and in the belief. Being a believer or just believing in what the churches teach and in their Jewish Jesus is not being a true believer or believing in the belief. It matters who and what we believe. You either believe in the belief or you believe in the counterfeit. As for me and my house, we are in allegiance with the belief. We left off in 1 Corinthians and continue here in part 6 with 1 Corinthians 10:27. If any unbelievers bid you to a feast, and you wish to go, whatsoever is before you, eat, asking no questions for conscience' sake. This is not teaching you that you can eat pork. The context is meat sacrificed to idols. Verse 28. But if any man say unto you, this is offered in sacrifice unto idols, eat not for his sake that pointed it out, and for conscience' sake, for the land is Yahweh's, and the fullness thereof. Conscience, I say, not your own, but of the other. For why is my freedom judged of by another man's conscience? For if I, by favor, be a partaker, why am I evil spoken of for what I give thanks? Whether you therefore eat or drink, or whatsoever you do, do all to the honor of Elohim. Cause no stumbling, neither to the Judeans, nor to the Greeks, nor to the assembly of Elohim. Even as I please all, in all, not seeking my own advantage, but the profit of many, that they may be preserved. Verses 27 to 31 are verses taken out of context of foods sacrificed unto idols that the churches use to teach you that you can eat pork. In verse 27, if you are invited to a feast, don't worry if the meat was bought at the pagan markets. For what is meat? What is an idol? Nothing, unless you are participating in the pagan temple rituals. Sometimes division between other brethren and you will occur when you choose not to make an issue of eating at a friend's who may be a non-believer that eats sacrificed meat bought in the temple. If your kinsman invites you to dine, and they actively do not believe in the belief, you can still be courteous and attend. After all, he is your brethren. Maybe your example will persuade them. 1 Corinthians 12:7. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man that profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith, or belief, by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another an interpreter of prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of languages, to another the interpretation of languages. But one and the same Spirit works all these, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one, and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. Chapter 13 is the love chapter. 1 Corinthians 13:2. And though I have the interpretation of prophecy, and understand all mysteries, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, or the belief, so that I could remove mountains, and have not love, I am nothing. One of the main ingredients of the belief is love. Love for Yahweh, and love for your race. 1 Corinthians 14:21. In the law it is written, with other languages and other lips will I speak unto this people, and yet, for all that will they not hear me, saith Yahweh. Wherefore, languages are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But the interpretation of prophecy is not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. If therefore the whole assembly be come together in one place, and all speak with languages, and there come in those that are unlearned, or unbelievers, will they not say that you are mad? The unbelievers would not understand the language or the meanings of the scriptures. Verse 24. But if all interpret prophecy, and there come in one that believes not, or one that is unlearned, he is brought convincing proof by all, he is examined by all, and thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest, and so falling down on his face he will worship Elohim, and the report that Elohim is in you of a truth. The quality of our worship will influence any newcomer. Your behavior should edify. 1 Corinthians 15:1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand, but which also you are preserved, if you keep in memory, or hold fast, and do what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. Verse 13. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then our proclaiming is vain, and your faith, or the belief of you, is also vain. Verse 17. And if Christ be not raised, your faith, meaning the belief of you, is empty. You are still in your sins. If Christ was not raised from the dead, then the belief is even more fake than the belief of today's churchianity. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Watch you, stand fast in the faith, or the belief. Act you like men, be strong. 2 Corinthians 1:23. Moreover, I call Elohim for a record upon my soul, that to spare you I came not as yet unto Corinth. Paul passed Corinth on the way to Macedonia because of the acts of the Corinthians. He was upset with their wicked ways and did not want to come and reprimand them. Verse 24. Not for that we have dominion over your faith, or the belief of you, but are helpers of your joy. For by faith, meaning the belief, for by the belief you stand. If he went there first, before Macedonia, he would be scolding them and causing grief. In 1 Corinthians, some of the letter was about a certain man who engaged in incest. The Corinthians were to cast him out of their society if he did not repent and change his ways. They dealt with the problem, and if they followed the letter of the law, they would have been like the Pharisees, but they honored the law by being merciful. He apparently did repent and was allowed back into the congregation. We must strive to obey the law, but also have mercy towards our brethren. 2 Corinthians 4:1. Therefore, seeing we have this service, as we have received compassion, we falter not. Paul is saying to be honest and truthful, and not deceitful and crafty. Be righteous and follow the law. Verse 2. But have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of Elohim deceitfully, or not falsifying the word of Elohim, but by manifestation of the truth commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of Elohim. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, or those being destroyed, in whom the God of this world, the mighty one of this age, has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of Elohim, should shine unto them. The lowercase God is a reference to Satan. Satan is the God of this age. Verse 5. For we proclaim not ourselves, but Christ Yeshua the Prince, and ourselves your servants, for Christ's sake. The God of this world is Satan and his offspring, the Jews, who deceive you with their false doctrine, causing you to actively disbelieve. If your preacher is telling you that all you have to do is believe, then he is working for Satan, and as a result, you are actively disbelieving that there is more to the belief of Christ than just believing. 2 Corinthians 4:11. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Yeshua's sake, that the life also of Yeshua might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then, death worketh in us, but life in you. The apostles risked their lives to bring the gospel to those that gain life by it. Verse 13. We have the same spirit of faith, of the belief, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore I have spoken. We also are believing, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Prince Yeshua shall raise us up also through Yeshua, and shall present us with you. 2 Corinthians 5:5. Now he that has been cultivating us for the selfsame thing is Elohim, who also has given us the down payment of the Spirit, a pledge of what is to come. Verse 6. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that, while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Master. For we walk by faith, or belief, not by sight. We are courageous, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the flesh, and to be present with the Prince. Wherefore we labor, that, whether residing at home or sojourning, we may be accepted of him. We must strive to walk in his ways always and everywhere. Verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. But I thought the law was done away with, and all we have to do is just believe. Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived. Elohim is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. So he's not going to escape in some rapture. Verse 11. Knowing therefore the awe of Yahweh, we persuade or convince men, but we are made known unto Elohim, and I trust we also are made known in your consciences. 2 Corinthians 6:14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, or infidels, or even untrustworthy aliens. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has he that believes with an infidel? Belial means worthlessness. Verse 16. And what agreement has the temple of Elohim with idols? For you are the temple of the living Elohim. As Elohim has said, I will dwell in them, meaning the sons and daughters of Jacob, and walk in them, and I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. There is no common ground with those who do not have allegiance. 2 Corinthians 8:7. Therefore, as ye excel in every way, in faith, or belief, and speech, and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that ye excel in this kind gift also. The Corinthians were a wealthy society. They were going to help and send support to the other poorer assemblies, but slacked in the urgency. Paul was saying that he can't command them to give, but to prove their sincerity of their love. If the Corinthians were really willing, they would have been saving up for a year, since this is the second visit to Corinth. 2 Corinthians 10:13. But we will not boast of things beyond measure, but according to the measure of the limits which Elohim has distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure, as though we reached not unto you, for we are come as far as to you also in preaching the gospel of Christ, meaning the good message of the anointed. Not boasting of things beyond our measure, that is, of other men's labors, but having an expectation that as your faith, or the belief of you, grows, that we shall be magnified by you according to our limits abundantly, to preach the gospel in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's limits of things made ready to our hand. But he that is boasting, let him boast in the Prince. For not he that commendeth himself is approved, but whom the Master commendeth. Paul goes on to say about preaching also to the surrounding nations, that they not boast about any other man's line of things that were made ready by God. People think that it is them, or their preacher, or their church, that saves lives. They boast about how many people they saved today. We can't take any credit for what God had made ready. He chooses who to save. When you are drowning, you don't choose to be saved. The churches today preach personal salvation, and that you get to choose to be saved, that you have salvation because you believe. The scriptures teach that he chooses us, and that we believe because we have salvation, the free gift that we are eligible for if we walk in allegiance. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith, or whether ye be in the belief. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Yeshua Christ is in you, except ye be unapproved, or spurious? The Greek has untested, or disqualified. If you be in the belief of the society, or the church's belief, or some other faith or belief, then you are not in the belief, and therefore are disqualified of the blessings that come with knowledge and obedience to the belief. Galatians 1:20. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before Elohim I lie not. Afterwards I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by appearance unto the assemblies of Judea which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith, or preaches the belief, which once he destroyed. Paul was a true convert. They knew he used to persecute them, but now he has Yahweh with him. Verse 24, and they supposed Elohim was within me. Paul used to be Saul, a Pharisee by title, not of the Edomite-Canaanite infiltration of the Sanhedrin, but of the tribe of Benjamin. He was an ignorant blasphemer and supporter of the false belief of the traditions of the elders. But Yahweh chose to open his eyes, and Paul became a powerful advocate to the belief. Galatians 2:11. But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed, because he was at fault. For before that some came from James, he did eat with the dispersed nations of the house of Israel, the uncircumcised. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision, the house of Judah. When Peter was entertaining the uncircumcised, and the circumcised came around, he pretended not to know the uncircumcised. Acts 10:28 says, and Peter said unto them, you know how that it is an unlawful thing for a man that is a Judean, or circumcised, to keep company, or come into one of another nation, meaning the uncircumcised. But Elohim has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Peter was shown in a vision in Acts 10 that the nations, the uncircumcised Israelites, were his kinsmen and not considered by Yahweh as unclean. They were Israelites of the dispersion and under the same promises and redemption as the Judean Israelites, the circumcised. Acts 10 is not about eating pork. Verse 13, and the other Judeans dissembled likewise with him in hypocrisy, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their hypocrisy. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, if you, being a Judean, lives after the manner of the uncircumcised, and not as do the Judeans, why compel you, the uncircumcised, to live as do the Judeans? He was telling him, don't be a hypocrite. Verse 15, we, who are Judeans by nature, and not sinners of the nations of the dispersed Israelites, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, which is the rituals, but by the faith, or the belief, of Yeshua Christ, even we have believed in Yeshua Christ, that we might be justified by the faith, or the belief, in Christ, and not by the works of the rituals. For by the works of the rituals shall no flesh be justified. Works of the law is not the Ten Commandments. They are ordinances. They are referring to the sacrificial rituals. Before Christ died, the Israelite priesthood performed sacrifice for the atonement of sin. When Christ died, he was the last sacrifice and became the reigning high priest. These rituals were to cease. Many Israelites did not understand this and wanted to continue the rituals. The Judaizers were agitating the people and saying that Paul was doing away with the law, or the rituals, and these people were upset about it. The rituals themselves cannot justify. They were just a schoolmaster for them to learn from. The Pharisees wanted to keep the rituals because with them they could control the people. Notice in verse 16 it reads, faith of Christ, twice. We are not saved because we believe in a man named Jesus. We are preserved in this life because we believe and follow in the faith of Christ. What is the faith of Christ? Faith means the belief. It's allegiance. It's loyalty. Copying the example of. Christ had the allegiance to Yahweh. He obeyed and followed the plan of Elohim. If we believe in the faith of Christ, then we must emulate his example. Just believing is not enough. Verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith, or belief, in the Son of Elohim, who loved me and gave himself for me. The function of the ritual law. Galatians 3:1. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you, that you should not obey, or comply with, the truth, before whose eyes Yeshua Christ has been publicly set forth, crucified among you? Don't you understand his death yet? Verse 2. This only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, the rituals, or by the hearing of faith, or truth? The Judaizing Jews were teaching that you were saved by the rituals. It was a business of material gain to them. Verse 3. Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit? Do you now end in the flesh? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? If you don't understand his death, you accomplish nothing. Verse 5. He, therefore, that is supplying to you the Spirit, and works miracles among you, does he it by the works of the law, meaning the rituals, or by the hearing of faith, or by the hearing of the truth itself? Even as Abraham believed, or trusted Elohim, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, or belief, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that Elohim would deem righteous the dispersed Israelite nations through faith, or belief, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all the nations be blessed. All the nations, meaning all the Adamic nations which sprung from Adam. The definite article, the, is not in the King James Perversion, but it is in the Greek text, because the original texts were accurate. Verse 9. So then, they which be of faith, or meaning, even then which be out of belief, are blessed with the faithful, or the believer, Abraham. For as many as are of the works of the law, meaning the rituals, are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all the things which are written in the book of the Torah, to do them. If you stay in the rituals, then you are cursed. Christ freed us from the ritual obligations. Don't continue in them. Verse 11. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of Elohim, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith, meaning the just shall live out of belief. And the law, or the Torah, is not of faith, or out of belief, but the man that practices them shall live in them. Doing the law, righteousness comes from obedience. Verse 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come unto the nations of dispersed Israel through Yeshua Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith, or through the belief. Verse 21. Is the law then against the promises of Elohim? Elohim forbid. For if there had been a law given which would have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. The law can only preserve us in this life. The purpose of the law, which in itself is just and good, is to prevent the wrongdoer from harming others or himself. The law reveals condemnation, not salvation. It neither justifies the sinner nor sanctifies the believer. Verse 22. But the Scripture has concluded all Israelites under sin, that the promise by faith, or out of the belief of Yeshua Christ, might be given to them that are believing. All the children of Jacob are vessels of mercy. Might is in verse 22. If you don't act like one of the called out seed, you might not get mercy. The children of Israel can exclude themselves by breaking the belief. Verse 23. But before faith, or before the belief came, we were guarded under the law, as under a garrison, and shut up unto the faith, or that belief, or even the belief, which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law, or the rituals, was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith, or belief. Most of the Israelites didn't have faith or love for the law. They just went through the motions of the rituals insincerely. After a while, the Israelites lost their fear of Yahweh because they could just sacrifice an animal for their sin and then go sin some more. Verse 25. But after that faith, or belief, is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster, meaning the rituals. They no longer had the crutch of the rituals. Verse 26. For you are all the children of Elohim by faith, or the belief, in Christ Yeshua. Galatians 5:5. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith, or belief. The Greek reads more accurate. For we, in spirit, out of belief, eagerly wait for the expectation of righteousness. Verse 6. For in Yeshua Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith, or belief, which worketh by acting through love. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey, or be persuaded in, the truth? The Galatians started acting accordingly until the Judaizers came with their hypocrisy and traditions. Verse 8. This persuasion, the Judaizing scribes and Pharisees, and today's churches, comes not of Christ that calls you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Sourdough bread, because they don't believe in the belief, and are quite sour about the truth. They love their fake Jesus and false doctrines, and the whole congregation is compromised because of it. Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived. Elohim is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Sowing to the Spirit is keeping the law. Verse 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we falter not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all, especially unto them who are of the household of faith, or especially unto them who are of the household of the belief. A household is a family. The family is our race. Our heritage, history, and way of life must be according to the belief. Ephesians 1:1. Paul, an apostle of Yeshua Christ by the will of Elohim, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful, or to the believers, in Yeshua Christ. Paul is addressing saints. What is a saint? Those that are sacred, consecrated, holy, chosen, set apart. Who are they that are set apart? Well, the churches teach the saints are the believers. Scripture teaches exclusively that the children of Jacob, who are called Israelites, are the saints. And the Israelites are not Jews. Verse 12. That we should be to the praise of his honor, who first trusted in Christ. The Greek reads, who before had expectation in the Christ. Those who were aware and had a part in it, meaning walking with Christ, that would be the apostles. Verse 13. In whom you also trusted, after that ye heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your deliverance. In whom also, after that ye believed, or understood, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of the promise, which is the earnest, or deposit, of our inheritance in regard to the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his honor. The deposit of the Holy Spirit occurred beginning with the first Pentecost. The purchased possession are the children of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham. The churches say everyone is redeemed, but the scriptures say only Israelites. That's why Messiah is our kinsman redeemer. Isaiah 43:1. But now thus says Yahweh that created you, O Jacob, and he that formed you, O Israel, Fear not, for I have redeemed you, not the church. I have called you by your name. You are mine. You won't find anywhere that the church is redeemed. Verse 15. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith, or your belief, in the Prince Yeshua, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the Elohim of our Prince Yeshua Christ, the Father of honor, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The Greek reads, in the realization of him. It's more than just believing in, on, or of him. Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the expectation of his calling, and what the riches of the honor of his inheritance in the seed of the called, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and mastery and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come, and has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the assembly, or the congregation, or the group of the anointed, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all, or rather, the fulfillment of that which all things in all are being fulfilled. Ephesians 2, verse 1. And you has he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, or errors, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this society, according to the prince of the power of the air, Satan, the spirit, Satan's spirit, that now works in the children of disobedience, or the children of disbelief, unpersuadableness, stubbornness, rebelliousness. Who are the children of disobedience? Well, who was given the law? Israelites. When you step outside of the law, you are Antichrist, and as a result, Satan can enter. Colossians 1:21, and you that were sometime alienated and enemies in thought by wicked works, yet now has he reconciled. Ephesians 2:8, for by favor are you preserved through faith, or the belief, and that not of yourselves, or church doctrine. It is the gift of Elohim. There is nothing we do for this favor or grace. It is a free gift from Yahweh because of the promises made to Abraham and his seed, our kinsmen. Verse 9, not of works, lest any man should boast. If we gained grace or favor because of the works or the rituals, then we could boast that we saved ourselves. Paul is not saying the law or good works are not needed, but simply that they put you into position to receive the favor or the grace. Verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Yeshua unto good works, which Elohim has before ordained that we should walk in them. Verse 10 in the Greek reads, for his works we are, having been established among the number of Christ Yeshua for good works, which Yahweh before prepared in order that we would walk in them. Ephesians 3:12, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence, or reliance, through the faith, or through the belief in him. Verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, or the belief, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, and the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. And John 14:23 reads, Yeshua answered and said unto them, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. Ephesians 4:1. I therefore, the prisoner of the prince, beseech you that you walk worthy of the calling wherewith you are called. Paul was in bonds in Rome. Verse 2. With all humility and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, being eager to keep guard the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one expectation of your calling, one Master, one faith, or belief, and one immersion. 3 years after Christ is baptized in water by John, he tells the apostles that he has an immersion to be immersed in. He is speaking of being immersed in death. Romans 6:4. Therefore we are buried with him by immersion unto death, that, like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the honor of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. The immersion of the Christian heart in the sacrifice of Yahweh, being immersed in truth and in the knowledge and understanding of the belief. Verse 11, And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as shepherds and teachers, for the restoration of the saints, for the work of the service, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith, or the belief, and of the knowledge of the Son of Elohim, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. The Greek reads, until we all would attain to the unity of the belief, and of the acknowledgement of the Son of Yahweh, at man perfected, at the measure of the stature of the fullness of the anointed, meaning the group. Verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Systemized deception. This is speaking of today's churches. Obviously, we are still being deceived. Millions in church learning about every wind of doctrine of men, a Jewish Jesus, the rapture, that you are a Gentile, and that the law was done away with. All you have to do is just believe, and the arrogant self-declaration of, I'm saved, and also that, once you're saved, you're always saved. So sad what they're teaching our people. Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, the Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working and the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. The Greek reads, from whom all the body is being joined together and is being reconciled through every stroke of assistance according to the operation of each single part in proportion, the growth of the body creates itself into a building in love. If we all practice perfecting ourselves to the best of our abilities to his example, then the whole body, the whole race, gets elevated. Ephesians 5:6. Let no man deceive you with vain words. Because of these things cometh the wrath of Elohim upon the children of disobedience, or the children of disbelief, or unpersuadableness, Israelites. Jeremiah 29:8. For thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, let not your prophets and your soothsayers that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken to your dreams, which ye cause to be dreamed. Verse 7. Be not therefore partakers with them. Ephesians 6:13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of Elohim, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, or the shield of the belief, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Elohim, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. It's a mystery to those who forgot or don't understand that Christ came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, his Israelite kinsmen, you and me, the saints of Abraham's seed. Verse 20, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that you also may know my affairs and how I do. Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful, or trustworthy minister, in the prince, shall make known to you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that you might know our affairs, and that he might comfort your hearts. Tychicus delivered the message to the Ephesians. Verse 23, peace be to the brethren, and love with faith, or belief, from Elohim the Father, and the Prince, Yeshua Christ.